B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, with Bob and LBF in the morning.
You know what? I know people, I don't mean to take, if it is climate change, lightly. Mm. But all I'm saying is, with the cost of our heating bills,
you know,
I got my electric bill yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I got mine yesterday. I didn't even look at it. Was it awful?
It was virtually double from last Christmas. It is insane. How do they think people are going to be paying these bills?
I didn't even look at it.
Unsustainable.
So I looked at it.
Well, I'm the kind of guy who, you know, hit me with the bad news. I don't like to hide from it. So I opened it up.
Oh, I do. I love to hide.
And I said to my wife, shut everything down.
I just saw it.
Shut it down.
It's
are you
twice.
Double?
It's twice.
It's insane. It's unsustainable.
There's only three people that live there, and I'm constantly although my husband.
It was Christmas, though. You had the trees. And
but we didn't do the outside lights.
We didn't do a lot this year because of that.
Wow, that's a lot of money for a
house. Oh, my goodness. Producer Aaron, have you seen your electric bill yet?
Do you guys pay those?
Well, no, you see, that's the whole idea is we, you know, you need to do that.
No, I just shred them.
Does your wife pay it?
Yeah.
And has she told you what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot
I
of
try
money.
To just forget and move on.
Yeah, it's brutal.
That's
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying. So if it's going to be 48, I'll take it. That's fine.
I haven't gotten the gas bill yet.
Oh, that too. It's all just double trouble. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that.
I know. That's depressing.
It's depressing.
What can we talk about that's better?
Well, you know what? We can talk about the fact that starting Monday, we're going to help you pay some of those bills off with a 10K no-repeat workday.
God.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Starting Monday, we're going to give you a chance to get your share of $10,000.
That's amazing.
From 9 to 5 during the no-repeat
workday. Leave all the lights on.
We're not suggesting that so much. But,
no, do it. Just do it. Just be like, that's just it. I'm winning money.
You know what's, that starts Monday. You know what's funny?
What's that?
When did you become, if you haven't already, your parents when it comes to shut the lights off?
Oh, I'm the worst.
Are you?
I'm the worst because Dave is the worst.
Because
everywhere he goes, he leaves a light on. Like, I'm like, what is this? What are you leading the way to something?
Oh,
what
are
you doing? Mm. And like, just I'm always behind him, shutting off lights.
Yeah, that's it. You've become your parents.
Yeah, it happens. Because you know what? You become the person who pays the bills.
That's what it is.
And then you turn into a nasty, naggy freak.
Yeah, well, you're not that. No, don't
me.
Give yourself
I'm the problem. It's me.
the nasty, naggy freak.
Yeah.
Okay. So in my house, my youngest daughter is still with us. And lives with us, I should say.
Yeah. Live still and well, living with us. North of Boston. Thank you for that clarification.
My middle daughter left her cat with us while she's touring New Zealand quite nicely.
Yeah.
So my younger daughter, Bridget, insists that Lenny the cat, who sleeps upstairs in our daughter's bedroom, who's in New Zealand, leave the TV on for him to give him company.
What?
Yeah.
Does
so I go up this
that
morning.
Cost?
That's what I said. I go up this morning and, you know, there's
the TV's
some.
On?
Yeah, the TV's on. Like, Lenny doesn't watch TV, so I had to shut it off. But yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah, Lenny doesn't watch TV. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I've sent her the bill to New Zealand.
Yeah.
You're like, here you go.
Lenny
here's
wants,
Lenny's.
He doesn't
here's
like,
the cable bill.
Here's the cable.
And here's the electric bill.
Yeah, okay.
Does Lenny want to watch any more TV?
Yeah, that's Lenny.
I don't
How about
think
a nice
so.
Book for Lenny?
And
can
that's
we get
what I turn into, the naggy freak.
Yeah, the naggy freak. You know, I could use you to come on over. Could
right?
you mind telling
Be
the
like,
kids?
Taylor, let's have a sit down right now.
Lenny doesn't need the TV on for comfort. Okay, fine. Give him a book.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
About reading.
Yeah. Bob and LBF, good morning. It's happy National Thesaurus Day.
Oh.
It's National Thesaurus Day, actually.
Yes.
Because on this day in 1779, Peter Roche was born. That's why you have Roche's thesaurus.
Wow, good for that guy.
So in honor of David, Peter Roche, we're going to give you some alternate words to use today on National
Eloquent, well versed, well spoken, erudite,
yes.
articulate of you.
Nice. Nice. So instead of happy today, I want you to say, I'm delighted. I'm delighted.
Delighted.
Instead of being worried, I want you to say you're agitated.
No problem.
Okay. Instead of begin, say,
what?
Commence.
No.
Commence.
Now
Let's
it's getting
commence.
Ridiculous. This is where I'm like a 5-cent word will do or a 50-cent doesn't really. Okay. It's not needed.
But it's
showy.
It could be showy, but it's also illustrative of your vocabulary. Large vocabulary. Okay.
Well,
immense
struggle.
Vocabulary.
Yeah,
immense,
just
immense.
Be like, yeah.
Okay. Instead of I love you, say I adore you.
That seems a little
I adore
creepy.
You. Does it? We say it to the right people. I adore you.
I don't really need you to adore me. Seems a little much.
And don't adore me. Just love me.
Love me.
Okay. Just love me as I am. Adore me as I am. Now, that is asking a lot. Mm. Instead of it's cold out, it's frigid. My, it's frigid out today.
You know, no.
You ever been frigid?
No. Yes. Yes, I have.
Wow, she's frigid today.
It's probably someone's fault.
Okay. Instead of wrong, you should say, sorry, that's erroneous.
Okay, if you ever said that was erroneous instead of that was wrong, I would punch you.
Now that would be erroneous.
Or I would clock you, or I would become pugilistic.
Oh, you'd be pugilistically aggressive with me.
Yeah, right.
Pugilistically assertive. Instead of fast, say, I need this done expeditiously, please.
Again, I would resort to violence. I would have to hurt you. I would anybody in a meeting like that, you'd be like, what a tool. What's another word for tool? That guy.
We need this done expeditiously, LBF.
Oh,
that's
my God. Really? Okay. Do you? I'd be delighted.
I'd be delighted to help you, but I will not be commencing anytime soon.
Oh, God. This is awful. This is terrible. Anybody who's listening, never do this.
Okay, how about, it's National Thesaurus Day. How about instead of I'm tired, you say, I'm fatigued.
No.
I'm fatigued. I wish I could help you.
I'm
fatigued.
You're probably thinking all those words or looking up that giant thesaurus.
Or carrying it.
Oh, God.
It's fatiguing.
No, this is a terrible way to go through life.
All right, here's the last one.
Okay, go.
Instead of asking about something, let's say you're at Costco later and you can't find the rotisserie chicken, which is what I plan on buying later. Say, instead of asking about something, if you have any rotisserie chicken today, inquire about it.
No.
Yes, I'm here to inquire about the rotisserie chicken. Do you have any left over?
You know where I would tell that person to go.
What? Yeah. So there you have it.
No. No.
You're not here for National Thesaurus Day.
Yeah, no. Mm. The simpler the word, the better. Mm. No one's paying you for, using big old words.
It's just a change up. It's a change up. That's all it is. Like when a pitcher just throws
it's only a change up so that people think you're fancy. And guess what we're doing?
What?
We're talking about you behind your back.
Well, I guess
we're saying that guy.
You don't adore
me.
LBF, tell me if this petty revenge story goes too far. And if you're listening, you can always chime in too. Okay. I'm just curious about this one. Because I tell you, it hit me as being harsh. But you tell me. Okay, so a man was driving home last Friday night when he noticed that a strange car was parked in his driveway. Now, no one was there. There was a large house party in his neighborhood.
Okay.
And there was no open street parking in sight. The driveway was only wide enough for one car with a barrier on either side.
Yeah, any typical place like in Waltham or I get it. Mm-hmm.
It was his driveway, so he parked behind her when he pulled in. Okay. A few hours later, a woman showed up at his door and asked if he could move his car so she could pull out. He refused. He said he'd been drinking at home and wouldn't be moving his car that night. She got mad.
That's smart, by the way.
Okay. She got mad and called the cops.
She got mad and called the cops?
Because he wouldn't move his car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they showed up, but they couldn't do anything about it because it was private property.
Yep.
The man told the woman, here's where I think he goes too far. It was a long weekend, and it was, and he wouldn't be leaving for work until Tuesday morning, and she could pick up her car then. So there's the story.
Well, here's the thing. It all could have, here's what happened. She parked there, so she was wrong.
Wrong.
He parked behind her. It wasn't wrong. I mean, But then she shows up, says, can you move your car? Mm-hmm. And then he says, no. Mm-hmm. And she calls the cops. And that's where it escalated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he's like, well, you're calling the cops. I'm not moving till Tuesday. Could have handled it a lot better. Uh-huh. First of all, by not parking there.
Right.
But by, you know, appealing
so
to his greater sensibility.
Play the role of the lady, the woman who was parked there.
How she should have acted?
How she should have acted. Like, you, what would you do?
Oh, and I'm like... Knock, knock, knock. Hey, I am parked in front of you, and I think I messed up. My friend had a party down the street. He said we could park in any of the driveways, and I think this is your driveway, and I'm so, 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 so sorry. But can you possibly move your car because I have a babysitter, and my baby's 1 year old, and I'm nursing.
Nursing? You're going, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Wow. Right? I like it.
Right?
I'd be like, sorry, lady.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no. I just didn't know whose car it was.
Right.
Gee, that's really just awful. She didn't go that way.
No.
Yeah, it was more like, you know.
Move your car.
Yeah. Move your car. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. That's not how to do it. But
all right.
I like it. I wouldn't have taken it that far, but I would have been like, no, I've had some drinks. I'm not moving my car. Too bad. Too bad. So sad. Take an Uber. See you tomorrow.
That's what you would have said. Too bad.
You probably
so
should
sad.
Take an Uber anyway because you've been at a party.
Man, I don't know if I could, if I would be that harsh about it. I think I would have said, you know, tell me this, you know, a good story. Maybe you could charge your $50 for parking. Oh, she didn't tell your friend it was $50.
Also depends what kind of car I had because. You know, she could go nuts and, like, you know, smash into your car. You never know. I mean,
yeah.
If she's nuts enough to park in your driveway, she's nuts enough to do something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, push your car out of the way.
That's true. But I don't know. To me, I would have just let her go, explain whatever. But you're saying you would go at least the next day.
No, I wouldn't do anything because I am a baby and I'm scared of everybody. And I'd be like, fine, that's okay. Have a good day. But in my mind, in my, like, you know, what I would have done, shower thoughts the next day.
Shower thoughts.
I would have been like, oh, yeah, I would have just let her wait. And I think it's great in terms of fantasy.
What do you guys think if you're listening at 888-410-1057? I'm just wondering. What listeners might think is, did he go too far or would you do that? Producer Aaron, you heard the story.
Yes.
What do you think?
I don't think he went far enough.
Far enough?
What do you think? He should have, like, smashed her windshield?
No. He should have put a boot on her car.
Is that what you would have done?
That's what I would have done.
No kidding.
Can you, if you have AAA, can you get somebody else's car towed as long as you show your card? Because that would have been a fun one.
I don't know.
That's more like it. You know what I mean? But still, till Tuesday? ROR, good morning.
Yeah, it's Rick.
Hey, Rick.
What do you think, Rick?
Well, I probably would have said it's late at night. Why don't you spend the night here, and then we'll discuss it in the morning.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, Rick.
All right, thanks, okay. Rick. We didn't see her, but maybe you know, that could have been an option.
Doesn't really even matter.
ROR, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
All right.
I wanted to weigh in about that woman that
weigh
parked in the driveway.
Yeah.
I would have her towed.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I think you can do that. Just tow her.
That way, I wouldn't have to deal with her.
Right.
That is actually a smart. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah. See,
I mean, if you're
going to
do something, I mean, at least that is like,
dirty.
I don't know whose car it was.
Don't get your hands dirty. Just be like, I know nothing.
Good. That's sweet. ROR. Good morning.
That's
who's
smart.
This?
This is Patty.
Hi, Patty. What would you have done if you're the homeowner?
If she definitely was parked in my driveway, I would have towed it.
Towed it. Now, what do you think about what he did, though? That's the question.
I think that was a little above and beyond.
Me too. I think waiting till
people
Tuesday.
People admire above and beyond at work.
But we don't.
But I guess not with revenge.
No. But what we don't know is... Was she bitchy about it? That's what we don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that you can. Yeah, she had to have been.
Worst surmise, she was.
But even if she was bitchy about it, I wouldn't have been that above and beyond.
Me
I would have had a tow. I would have given her the tow truck car. She said, "Here you go. Go get the car."
I think that's the way to go.
I think if I were that guy.
All right, wait a minute. Hang on. ROR, go ahead.
Hi, I think I would have talked to, how about the one who had the party? Maybe it's a neighbor, she knows him, and could convince him to move his car.
Yeah, see, that's nice. You're going to look for the party owner and say, hey, whose car is this? Move it.
No deep dive on that.
See, that's pretty nice, though.
I'm not a detective.
That's okay.
This isn't Glass Onion. I'm not figuring it out. All right? I mean, like,
I like what you're saying.
Driveway out.
All right. But I like this. What's your name, caller?
Sherry.
Sherry's nice.
Sherry is nice. Look,
whoever owns it, you've got 10 minutes to boot it. No.
All I know is if I was that guy and they asked me in a job interview, how do you go above and beyond? I would cite this story.
It's Bob and LBF. Hey, starting Monday, we're going to help you pay some of those bills that are starting to come in from the holidays.
Ugh, they're the worst.
Got the electric bill yesterday. Scary.
I got like credit card bills. I'm like, I don't even like half these people.
I wouldn't necessarily say that on the radio for your massive fan base listening to you help me out. You know, like these people. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
You may. Maybe I'm saying it. Maybe I'm not. I'm just saying my bills are big.
Well, anyway, we're here to help. Starting Monday, it's a 10K no repeat work day, which means from 9 to 5, we're going to give you a shot to get your share of that 10K with the song of the day. So it's great. We'll give you a keyword to text in. It's going to be a texting game. Because people sometimes don't like to call and they get the busy signal and then you think we're ignoring you and you're ghosting me. We're not doing that. We're going to make it easy. You're going to text us. Okay?
Okay. Somebody needs a therapy session.
What do you mean?
A lot of abandonment issues you got going on.
No, it's not me.
It's phone calls.
It's not me.
But that's okay. It's just a contest. We're giving away money.
Okay. No, a lot of listeners get frustrated when they try to call and nobody answers the phone. You're busy. God, they're always busy. I never get through. I mean, how many times have you heard that?
Right. Especially when you're talking to me.
Yeah.
How come your phone's always busy? Yeah.
I can never get through. But that's not going to be the case. Starting Monday, you text, and then you have a shot to get your share of 10K.
Cool.
All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF. Hey, guess who's on the phone, LBF? Your old friend, Tony V.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's finally nice to meet you, Tony. I know you're a longtime friend of WROR.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a big night coming up Thursday night.
Yeah.
Chevalier, right?
Yes, we do. January 19th.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Thursday night. It's at the Chevalier Theater. That place even sounds like I shouldn't be in it.
Right?
No, it does.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's fancy.
Right? It sounds fancy, and it's a nice theater. It's put on, my buddy Lou and Tapa, who from Medford, the people, the business people, they some organization, what do you call those people? They're nice people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The nice people.
Yeah, it's the Medford Chamber of Commerce, right?
That's the people I meant, the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
do you actually think there's a chamber?
You know, that's a good question. Why do they call it that?
It's just a bathroom.
Yeah, do they have to go in and then there's like a metal door with a wheel on it that closes?
Yeah.
So they can discuss Medford City business.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
They may ask.
I like to ponder
night.
That, too.
I don't know. I'm a ponder.
Tony, I saw... Yeah. I was at the Chevalier a year ago with the David Spade performance was there. So, it's a great place to take in a show. It really is.
The last show I saw there was Randy Rainbow.
Oh my God, I love him. Not as much as you.
Yeah, my wife. My wife's a big fan, and I am a good husband, so I went to see Randy Rainbow.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was very enjoyable.
That's fun. So, what's what are you talking about these days on stage, Tony V?
I try to keep pretty current. I know I talk about what's going on with me. Like I'm down here in Aruba, right?
Mm.
And I took, and I will do this delicately, right?
Okay.
When I get on the beach, I wasn't expected to see so many women's butts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a generation I have never seen my mother's backside.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, yeah, call me old fan.
No,
you know,
but no.
We are now.
We don't need to. So
yeah, but wow. Now we are growing a generation who will never be able to make that statement.
No,
again.
You're right.
For 25 years from now, someone will go, "Hey, have you ever seen your mother's butt?" Kid will go, "Oh yeah, nice one. My mother's got a beauty."
Oh my God, you're so right. All right, so look for tickets. I was going to say, go to Chevalier. Boy, it does sound
Chevalier
fancy.
ChevalierTheater.com.
Can anyone spell that right now?
I don't want to try.
You got it in front of you, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I also know it's theater R-E. That is fancy.
Yes, okay, very fancy.
Yeah, when they invert the E and the R.
You made it.
You made it to Medford, my friend. All the way to Medford. Tony V. Tickets available at ChevalierTheater.com. It's Thursday night. This Thursday, 7:30.
Yeah.
So get the tickets
lineup
now.
Too. It's me, Kenny Rogerson, my buddy Jimmy Dunn, and Christine Hurley.
That's awesome.
So you're not going to find it. Yeah, you're not going to find a better show. Anywhere.
That's a full show. Tony, it's great. It's great meeting you finally. We've heard so much great things about you. LBF's a huge fan, as you know. So anytime,
good
my friend.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Tony.
It's mutual. Thank you.
That's Tony V. There it is. Good show tomorrow night at the Chevalier, which isn't fancy. It's nice there.
Oh, it's great. And it's
downtown
great
dinner.
To eat around there.
Tons of places to eat around there. And he was in Aruba. Well.
I know. Well.
Wow, it's
the
good
life
to be
of a funny man.
Right? It's good
not
to be a comedian.
Not so bad.
He's not wrong about the bottoms, though. Bottoms up. Bottoms everywhere.
Bums everywhere.
Bums are out.
Oh, my God. This summer, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we were on the Vineyard, and they have the Jaws Bridge, and all the people get up on the bridge
to
and
jump. Yeah.
It was like just a bridge of bums. You know the bridge of size?
Yeah.
It was the road of size, because my husband was like, oh.
Wow.
But it was
he wasn't sighing anyway.
Yeah.
The bridge of bums. No, it's anyway. Interesting to hear his take on that.
Bum, diddy, bum, bum, bum.
He's right. They are out everywhere. Okay. ChevalierTheater.com if you want tickets.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our designated caller number 7. It's Milas. Good morning, Milas.
Good morning.
Milas from Barre, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great? So tell us a little bit about yourself, Milas. We love your name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm a bus driver for special needs kids, and that's about it. I'm retired.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Used to be a hairdresser.
Oh, nice.
Oh, isn't that great?
Let me just give you, me just say this, because my daughter takes a van to school, and we just love you guys, and you do the best things, and you're taking care of our kids who are so important to us. So thank you for what you do.
Isn't that nice,
Well,
Miles?
Thank you for the compliment. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, it's true. Lucy takes the bus
every
day.
Seriously, I've become very good friends with Lucy's van drivers.
Yeah, that's nice. You should bake them things.
I might. Okay, actually, I become good friends with them, so I won't bake them things because I'm not a great baker.
All right.
All right, Milas. Let's do this.
Yeah, anyway, Milas. Hey, LBF, do me a favor if you have a second here, because it's always more fun for me when I see the questions.
Oh, so
can I see the questions? That's great. Okay.
I gave them to you.
So I have all the answers. I have all the answers now, Milas. But do you? All right. So you know.
Oh,
how,
I hope so.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000. Get them all right. That's what you get. Remember, say pass if you're not sure. And we'll come back to it. Here we go.
What is 6 + 8?
14.
What's the name of the cable-stayed bridge crossing the Charles River in Boston?
Jacob.
Who plays John Dutton on Yellowstone?
Kevin Costner.
According to Greek mythology, what was the only spirit that remained in Pandora's box?
I don't know.
Pass. You want to pass?
Pass.
Okay. What's the largest of the islands off the coast of Cape Cod?
Martha's Vineyard.
What was President John F. Kennedy's middle name?
Fitzgerald.
Gary Larson created this comic strip.
Doonesbury?
Bill Clinton gave a gift of a hat pin and a copy of Leaves of Grass to whom?
I don't know. Nelson Mandela, it's a guess.
What's the capital of Arkansas?
Omaha?
A skunk is a group of which animals?
Skunk.
Ooh,
you'd think, right?
You'd think, but close. There was annoying. Oh. Foxes.
Foxes.
Oh.
But well done.
Oh,
Nihilus. Nihilus, you got five right.
Yeah, and that's pretty good for on the go.
You passed a few. All right, here's what we missed.
The only spirit that remained in Pandora's box was hope. Gary Larson created The Far Side.
Close.
Bill Clinton gave a gift of a hat pin and a copy of Leaves of Grass to Monica Lewinsky, which he bought on Martha's Vineyard, by the way. Capital of Arkansas is Little Rock and Foxes and Skulk. But you did a good job, and we learned a lot today.
Yeah, we did.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Stacia. Good morning, Stacia.
Hi, Bob and LBF.
Hi.
All right, so let's get into it. Stacia, what brings you to Morning Court today?
Well, I think I drove a guy away that I really like, but I'm not sure how I can get him to like just not see him. I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. Okay. Let's hear about it.
So we met online and have been talking and texting for a couple of weeks, and I really liked him. So we had our first date last Friday.
Okay.
We were supposed to just have a glass of wine and talk for a while. We didn't really make any dinner plans to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
We just like both agreed that it would be a little awkward to meet and go to a sit down dinner.
I guess it would be awkward, right, LBF? You just meet for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just drinking some wine.
Yeah, we met at a really nice wine bar.
Cool.
And we had one glass of wine, and that turned into a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go have dinner after all, and we probably hung out around like 4 hours just talking and like making each other laugh.
That's a long time for a first date, right? 4 hours.
So
you must have been feeling good about it, obviously.
It was like time to call a night around, I don't know, like I was probably after midnight or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, something just came over me. I like never felt like that before. So I invited him in, but he had to go. So yeah.
Okay.
he just gave me a kiss, like a deep kiss, and said he couldn't wait to see me again. Mm-hmm. And I just like blurted out, I'm falling in love with you.
I'm falling in love with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's
wine talking, maybe. All right. So then what happened?
He paused like for a second and like kind of just laughed it off and was thinking I was just joking. And like we kissed again. And then I told him I wasn't kidding about it.
Oh, boy.
And I just wanted to be completely honest about my feelings with him.
You fell in love with him, basically?
She said she thinks that she was falling.
She thinks. Okay.
So she didn't, like, fully commit to love you.
Okay, you said, what, I'm thinking, I think I love you?
I'm falling in love.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Then what happened after you told him you weren't kidding?
Things got weird. I mean, he got a little, like, kind of quick to leave, and he said, like, that was fast. And he just, like, went and said, I'll call you.
Boy.
Okay.
And he hasn't called.
He hasn't called since your date last Friday. Oh, boy. All right. Mm-hmm. What can we do, to help you?
I don't know. Like, what's the next move? And, like, I feel like I freaked him out.
Mm.
Like, honestly, you might think I'm a little bit nuts. I could, like, ask him out, maybe, like, just ask him for coffee and double down and just, like, explain the situation. Like, I'm not suggesting we get married or anything or, like, look for long-term commitment. I'm like, passionate, and I want him to know how I'm feeling about him.
Okay. You just seem like the type of person who's just going to say what they're feeling and whether or not, you know, it's too much for him too soon, or is it a blessing? It could be a blessing.
You know, honesty is the best policy, right?
Or is it always? Mm. So, all right, Stacia, I admire you calling and being honest, because it's probably kind of sucks that you haven't heard from the guy. So that can't feel good. But let's see if we can help you feel better about it, okay? You know how Morning Court works. You're going to hear people with their honesty, too, okay?
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
Stay tuned, Stacia. All right, 888-410-1057. Be nice. You know, she's a woman who knows what she wants and says what she's feeling. Is it too much, or where should she go from here? Stacia, stay tuned, okay?
Thanks, guys.
It's Stacia. Give love a bad name? Let's find out what you guys think. When she blurted out on a first date, no less, although it was 4 hours, lots of vino, she said, I think I'm falling in love with you. And then things have not gone well since. So let's go to Linfield. Good morning, Jess.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. What do you think of Stacia's dilemma today?
How do we make it better?
Yeah.
Funny enough, my sister's name is also Stacia. It's not a common name.
Mm.
And that is something that she would totally also do.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's okay.
Let's clarify. It's not your sister, though, right?
No, it's not. No.
All right.
I'm actually going to say, you know, I think that she clearly is a passionate person.
Yes.
And she didn't seem like she was cringy. She seemed like she knew what she did was kind of a lot, but she also then doubled down on it and said it again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if this guy can't handle it, I mean, it is a lot. That's a lot. But if she really feels that way and, like, really wants to have that instant connection, he might not be the right guy, but she shouldn't change or, like, do away with her passionate feelings.
Maybe
just because he can't handle
the wrong guy.
That's my thought.
Don't go changing.
Don't try to change.
Billy
Joel.
I mean, listen, it's tons. What she did was tons.
Yeah.
It's a lot for
it's
anyone.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Have you ever done anything similar to that?
Have you ever done that?
I have not done that, no. But I did. I staked my claim on my husband of 18 years. We've been together 26 years, and I staked my claim on him right when I saw him the first day at college. So,
what'd you say? Like,
I didn't say I love you, but I just I kind of nailed it down.
Watch out.
Like, we're like, hey, you and I, we're getting married, so
yeah, how'd that happen?
Get off that girl.
I saw him in the calf. I saw him in the cafeteria, and I knew that I wanted to make him mine, and I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So he didn't know.
He didn't know. She was like, that's it. That's the guy I'm going to marry.
Right. There was a claim made on him.
That's it.
What was he eating?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, I was probably the one eating.
We're good. That's too many questions. Okay. Thanks, Jess. Still with him, too, right? So there you go.
Nice chatting with you.
Always. Thank you, Jess. All right. 3-2-3 glasses of wine. Next thing you know, 4 hours later, they'd end up having dinner. Then she blurts out after, I guess, a kiss goodnight that, I think I'm falling in love with you. LBF.
Yeah.
Back in the day, please correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it always supposed to be the man would be expected to say it first before the woman would say it?
Well, yeah.
That's old school, right?
That's old school. Like
right.
Little red house, little.
That's what I mean.
House in the prairie, old school.
Patriarchy.
Yes.
So she smashed it.
Smashing the patriarchy.
Yeah. Didn't work out well for her so far.
Well, it may work out, but she's smashing the patriarchy by making her own choices. She has to live with her choices.
Now, you did that when you were in school, didn't you?
I smashed the patriarchy once.
How'd that work out?
It was after smashing a couple of purple passions.
Okay.
And, it was the most horrifying moment of my life. I mean, I've had a couple of good ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just told this guy I had a crush on in 10th grade when I... that I loved him.
You did?
I did. It was so obnoxious. I was like,
was
that
a party? Okay.
We were at a party and he was standing there and I was just had a little purple passion and I went up to him and I just said, you know what? I love you.
Oh my God.
I love you.
How'd he take it?
He walked away.
He did?
Yeah. He walked away. He was like, okay.
Crushing.
I think he actually wanted
to know how to act.
Here's the worst part about it. You ready?
Yeah.
I think in this silly state that I was in, I had put my arms around his neck like that to say that.
Sure.
And he took my arms.
He took them off?
Put them by my side.
You should have known right then.
Yes. And in that moment, I decided that I was not going to go to school for a week.
Good idea. We talked to Stacia in Morning Court today. I admire Stacia for A, being honest everywhere and about everything.
She is up front.
And calling us. Mm-hmm. She had a date Friday. It was supposed to be one of those meets for wine, right? And, you know, no dinner commitment.
Right.
One glass, and then let's say goodnight. And, you know, see if
one glass led to another.
And another, and another. The date turns into 4 hours. End up getting dinner. And I guess they had a little kiss goodbye. And she blurted out, "I think I'm falling in love with you," on the first date.
It's like Anna in Frozen.
How's that? I've never seen Frozen.
Oh, have you? Haven't lived.
Okay.
But you've seen Gigolo. Anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, it's just that she meets the guy on the first date, and she's like, let's get married.
Wow. Didn't know that.
It turned out
Elsa?
Badly, by
Elsa
the way.
Elsa did that?
No, oh. Anna, her sister.
Oh, Anna, sorry.
He says he hasn't seen it, but he knows Elsa.
I know the names. I have daughters
anyway,
who've probably seen it.
The point is it didn't work out well.
Anywho.
Anyway.
So anyway, she hasn't heard from him since. That was Friday. Let's see if we can help her out. We're going to go to you. Joe, what do you know?
Well, that's a little scary, I would think, but, you know, maybe he's a little nervous, and when he got in his car, he just burned rubber getting out of Dodge, so I don't know.
You'd run away from a woman who said, "I think I'm falling in love with you"?
Yeah, well, it's a little close. I think it's a wine.
Yeah, too much too soon. All right, thank you, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
See ya. All right, let's say hi to Kim. Hi, Kim. What do you think of Stacia's dilemma today?
So I'm going to say that she's got to let it go. And not call the guy.
Don't call. Okay,
she
don't call.
She loves him.
She thinks.
I know, but to start off that way and to, I don't know, like, it, kind of pursue him, he's just not going to be that into it. So I think she'd be wasting her time.
Right. Yeah. Men are weird. They want honesty, but they want to chase, too.
I think that's part
of
it.
Yeah, but if he wanted to see her again, he would.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You know what? That's a thing that I learned. If they want to, they would.
They'll find the way to let you know. I think that's good advice.
And
though.
He may call. He may call in another week, a couple weeks, when he thinks maybe, you know, maybe she could have, you know.
Well, she's also got the wine excuse. I mean, W-I-N-E.
Yeah, talking, but she's got to lay low now. I know.
They're saying lay
low. I did
yeah.
when I did that.
Okay. You were in 10th grade. That's fine.
I know, but I laid low. I didn't go to school for a week.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Mike. Good morning, Mike. What do you think of Stacia's
case? Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stacia's really kind of stepped in it there. She should just keep on telling her and everybody else that she really isn't crazy. And remember, it's harder for them to throw a net over you if you keep your arms out.
Yeah, arms out. It's harder to throw the net. You just can't. Yeah, it's more of a target area there.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, have a nice day, everybody.
See ya. Didn't make her feel better at all. But let's see. Doug, there you go. Doug, gravity stinks, doesn't it?
It does. Drop
the phone. Dropping, sorry about that, dropping. Doug. What do you think, Doug?
I think some of these women who approach guys like that need to watch the episode of Yellowstone when Rip gets approached by a girl and his girlfriend takes over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but you don't do it to somebody's husband.
You got a bottle smashed
and also,
over her head,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah but if you're just like by yourself and there's a guy there and everyone's single and nobody's drinking, you know, Miller Lights, maybe it's okay.
All right, Doug's
Beth.
Beth, don't mess with Beth. Don't mess with Beth.
No, she is scary.
All right. Kurt, what do you, anything to make our...
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Anything to make her feel better?
I have a different approach. Give the girl a break.
Right.
You know, she's on probably 5 glasses of wine, feeling all above, and, you know, give her a break.
Yeah, she could have been a weirdo.
She has all the feels.
She could have been worse, like a real witch and unappreciative and not opening up at all and just being, you know, difficult.
How about if we leave it at this? Let's leave it at this for Stacia. Hey, you know what? It could be his loss. So how about that? Could be the dude's loss.
Well, there
loss.
You go. Right? I mean, you better, you know, I mean, give her a break.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out.
Yeah.
Bottles. Nobody wants to say I love you on the first date, right. Even though if you're feeling... Yep. Those strong feelings.
Yeah. It's the wine talking. I mean, that's it.
The wine talking, give her a break.
Yeah. Wine makes it fine, is what I say.
Of course you do, because it's a rhyme and it's cheesy.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.